if you stop to think about it, being a boozer is kind of a peculiar thing. When you think of all of the ways in the world that there are to manage feelings or to reward ourselves, we are programmed to choose booze. There are other ways that people are programmed in the world. People deal with comforting themselves with food or with gambling or with different kinds of drugs. What's interesting about us is that our go-to default setting is booze. How do you know that? Well, let me ask you a question. How do you celebrate? How would you celebrate a wedding, a new job, a book contract, making tenure? With alcohol, you might say. You probably would say that. And how do you deal with grief, sadness, anger, remorse? Let's say that you're going through a divorce. You might drink. Or you were dealing with the death of a parent, or a child, or a dog. Your go-to reflex would be to drink. For me, the way that works is that I would drink if I was happy or sad, or mad, or glad, or if it was Tuesday, or if I couldn't sleep, or if I had sore legs, or if I was awake too early, or if I was awake too late. It's a reflex. And I say reflex because it makes it... There's a component of it that really is automatic, beyond logical thought. It's the thing we reach for right away, so often, so much so, that we've forgotten that there's other tools available to deal with happy, sad, mad, glad, other than booze. And I guess I was struck with this thought recently.